I also thought that it made you realize who your real friends were, and also how far family are apart in these times, in modern times, how we've kind of got distance. We live all over the world, and how difficult it is to communicate to these people. I mean, we've got new technology now, and it's even through our isolation in our COVID times, it was still very difficult. We couldn't actually interact properly. Like, I mean, we had our phones, we had our Zooms and things like that, but we still weren't interacting properly.
For me, I don't have many friends here in Ireland, so I feel like my way of amusing myself or missing Philippines will be like going to town and meeting maybe a few of my friends, but it's not possible anymore. So it's really like, it puts me in the situation that I was depressed, but yeah, I have to deal with it, you see.
It was hard, but you can't give anyone a proper hug or the normal greetings that you normally give people. So it was kind of hard enough to be together and family, like friends, like you can't see your grandparents much, or you can't see your friends much, or hanging out your normal socializing together.
Yeah. It's hard to not having control, that somebody will control what you're doing, like, and you don't have the power to go against or something, you know?
And you don't know
to
actually...
defend yourself, even.
Yeah.
You don't know actually when it's going to be over, like, yeah. And you just keep on waiting and waiting, and it's just... there's no certainty of the times, like, you know?
Yeah.
Well, also, there was a scare... it was totally new to us, this isolation, and we were never really isolated before this, and now is the first time how we really tasted isolation. You know, we felt like prisoners in our own houses sometimes there. And it did make us quite down.
Mm. It was very, very interesting, you know, that point that you mentioned with the feeling of loss of control.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, like you've absolutely no control over your future.
Yeah.
Mm.
In a way.
Well, what is even going to the shape of the future going to be? We've talked about, do we go back to normal? I don't think we'll ever go back to normal. We'll have a different normal, a different standard of normal.
For a while, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is new being, you know, sounds
new normal.
So, when you say, you know, it was this, you know, the big thing in the whole thing was that we're separated from close, from close ones, you know, like,
yeah.
like friends, maybe close friends or close family or
grandparents,
you know. So as Finbar was saying, that, you know, this hadn't happened before.
Mm.
So how did it feel?
Well, for me, for example, I can talk about my brothers. My brothers are away. One's in Palmerstown, one's in New York, one's in Norway.
Mm.
When was the last time we were all together? I couldn't tell you when we were all together. It's probably a year plus. But to get us together anyway would be difficult in the normal world. But now it's absolutely impossible. Even to arrange one to come down and visit my mum now, we have to wait until everybody's got their proper vaccinations and proper...
Quarantines,
exactly.
Mm.
And it's a total different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
But you see, this thing, sometimes you feel like the important things are not, when you're in the house, you get to see more little thing that is important, like, you know, like you be with your immediate family or you... than to spend more time with your dog. But you be alone, the thing of loneliness to being out, loneliness of being, you know, not being outside and mingle around,
yeah.
It's my thing.
Yeah. The life is going so fast it's going really fast that we don't have time to stop and think about it. And that time, I think, helped us to really realize what is our priorities and, and what is really important. So I did feel that I missed that part working so too late with my friends and go out. But on the same time, I did have more time for my own family where we can have chats and we can stop. We didn't have a rush to go somewhere, go to work, go to school, go there, go here, go for sports and stuff like that. You know, it is really important to know what is your priorities and what is really important in your life.
And you tend to discover your skills as well, because you're at home, you tend to maybe cook more and maybe things like that.
Become more creative, I think. You actually find talents that you were hidden for years.
You could find something different,
or change something in your house. A lot of people
have heard. But you never think of that when you're busy, like when you're outside and you're always with the friends and doing some stuff outside. It's different. It's a different world, really.
Especially when somebody has a power over you, saying you can do this, you can do that, you can go there. You know, you have to listen to others to do stuff, you know.
It totally changed the direction of the way we ran our lives, where we were more, I would say, materialistic. We were, that's the only word I can come up with.
Yeah, materialistic.
And we'd become more, we think more of what we're doing and how it affects not only ourselves, but in our immediate environment, how we actually affected others. Because we were living with people in such a small, confined space. Every movement had to be thought out, that we weren't getting too close or whatever. We had to be more mindful, and in that we had to become more mindful for ourselves.
And we exactly more put more importance of our health. Before, we don't think of being healthy, like, you know, like we be careful of if we get cold, because once you just cough, like when you're outside and you just cough, you feel everybody's looking at you then, you know. Which is really cool. It's really crazy, like.
And how was the feeling when we had to be constrained to, I think it was 2 kilometers first.
It was
2 kilometers and then 5 kilometers. You know, how did that feel? Because that was again, like, you know, Finbar, that was new to us.
Yeah.
It was a problem for me anyway, because my mother was living on her own, and I was the nearest brother, and I was just slightly outside that limit, and only that I was caring for her. If I wasn't caring for my mother, it would have been, I couldn't have travelled. I couldn't go that little extra distance. And then she would have been isolated if I wasn't looking after her or checking on her. You know?
I think it's okay for people who's living on the countryside, because they still have the gardens or something, and they can have their own space to go out and even sit in the garden with their own, you know, close family. But for others who lives in the towns, like, they've been like in cages, trapped. They can go anywhere, like, and they also have families and all, like, and I can only imagine how tough time was for them to be in one apartment all that time, not able to go out and get the fresh air even, like, you know, to move, and you have to move, like, you have to, otherwise, like, you know, there is other...
But you're scared at the same time, you know? It's not just a feeling of restriction, but the feeling of being scared to go out, because personally for me, I was scared that time to go out, because, you know, it was so kind of a very intense that... Look, there's so many cases in a day. So
it was a fear.
Really fear. I was terrified.
Even to get the grocery and all, like, I remember it was all the time wiping it off.
the groceries.
Yeah,
I have to I have to put the spray on the grocery, you know, or wash them, like. But now it's
clean
easy.
Them off and
kind of pick a grocery day instead of going every day.
Oh, Jesus. Thank God it's nearly over, you know.
in the town, like, you know, have you been into town, or maybe I'm not sure if you live kind of closer to the town center.
I remember coming in, well, because I'm lucky enough, as I said, I can come across that bridge. It was very interesting to see the empty streets and the odd person floating around and everybody having their masks and everybody avoiding each other, excused upon like the plague. But it was just very interesting how people were swerving around people, which is something they wouldn't normally do.
Looking strange at you.
If you looked at them, they go, "What's wrong with you?"
Space.
But saying that, we got used to this. We got used to reading people's emotions through their eyes, even though they were wearing this mask. We were able to read body language, but better, I think.
There's understanding.
We understand
of everybody that we have to like protect ourselves, like, you know.
Yeah, but we had what I call an empathy for everybody else because they were going through the same. They were feeling the same as we were feeling.
And exactly, you can never see people smile now, you know. It was so kind of a sad because everybody's on their face.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. You were reading the eyes. That's where that's all you had was the eyes.
Yeah, it's so sad, is it, not to see people smile? You know?
So yeah, being stuck into the 5K, like on one hand, you know, it was in many ways like weird and even sad, you know, but maybe on the other hand, like, we had to notice and be more observant, or just kind of develop new ways of interaction, or even to understand each other's.
Even saying hello to somebody or goodbye is different.
Yeah, like shaking hands. Or all
that's gone.
Yeah.
That's gone.
All the meeting and greeting.
Yeah. There's no shaking hands anymore now, is it?
Hugs are gone as well. For the moment.
So, I mean, out of everything, you know, because it's so much to talk about, you know, I'm just, you know, it would be probably interesting to see maybe what were the things that we missed most when we couldn't meet with our dear ones, or when we couldn't kind of travel around the 5K. So what were the things that kind of were really bugging that we don't have?
Your own independence, is that? That you are able to choose what you want to do and have control of your own life.
Yeah.
Doing your things, not listen to others tell you what to do and where to go, where to not go, and how far you can go, you know. This is it. I think you have to feel that you are a free person, you can do things, and you know.
So the freedom of choice was for you or something.
Yeah, definitely.
I also found that basically, because we were, I'd say, pubs, the social interaction was totally gone, where we normally just sat and talked about, say, politics or the weather. Like, complain about silly things, or who won the GA soccer football match. Simple things that we all enjoyed, or simply sitting in a corner in a pub, enjoying people just laughing and tittering and having lovely emotions and giving out lovely vibrations. I lost that. And that interaction that strangers would have when they come into a pub, say, where our tourists would come in, they would enjoy and would meet an Irish person. Now, there's no pub, there's no interaction, and no tourists.
So in a way, you're missing having a pint here.
The big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, for me, what I really miss, as you all know, I'm not an Irish, I'm Filipino. I miss Philippines. So it's the travel that's really I miss. Like, most of my family's in Philippines. I miss travel. And I haven't been home for like 2.5 years. So it's just crazy thinking how they look like. My parents are, every time I go to Philippines, every time I always see my parents. I said, "Oh, you get older, but every time." And now it's 2 years now. I wonder how they look like.
Don't
now,
say
you know?
Anything.
I know. I don't want to talk about more because I get emotional anyway.
Yeah, I kind of miss my club friends and hanging out your normal everyday Monday night kind of things and kind of doing, going to town, hanging out kind of thing.
Yeah, doing your own thing.
Kind of doing my own thing kind of thing.
It's again, you freedom. Know, it's freedom.
Yeah.
And I can relate to your thing. You know, I haven't seen my folks in, I mean, it's...
For a while.
Yeah. I mean, it's more than a year and a half now, so that was absolutely terrible, you know. And then coupled with the fact that there is no way around it, you know, you are kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you have to kind of stay put, yeah. Yeah, oh well. How if we done? Yeah, so we're doing great. So, now, on the bright side, things are actually looking pretty good at the moment, you know. So how did it feel to reunite again, you know, with the group here, with like maybe family or friends? How was the initial?
Even though we're still restricted, as the group, it was beautiful to see people's eyes again.
And at the stage, at the stage as well, we were like the feeling of I'm tired of it now, you know?
Yeah.
The feeling of I'm tired of being restricted. Like, I know there's still so restrictions, but sometimes before you don't want to get so near, but now, like, you know, it's like, I'm tired of it.
It's nice to be back to kind of normality, and well, it's still in our heads, like, is it safe enough to go and to meet others? It's nice to be able, but like still it's in your head, I presume. Is it okay now, or is it? You see, the thing is that we did have so many lockdowns that we don't want to face it again, and people are aware of that as well. That's why it's a good thing that they get vaccinated and, you know, try to go back to kind of normality. And
it is interesting, you know, because, you know, now there is this idea around of... you know, like a reuniting anxiety, you know, like people are now kind of, as you say, you know, they're a little bit anxious to get together.
It's almost like a feeling of institutionalization. You know, when you're in a hospital for a long, long time, just meeting people for the first time is like a little step that you have to take. You know, and as you said, it's anxious.
Yeah.
You know.
So we do feel that, you know, that kind of anxious feeling.
Yeah, no, some people were like crazy with that, just going, couldn't wait to go to the pubs or wherever, you know. You can see or you can even hear in the radios or televisions they were saying they have big parties and all, which is good because, you know, we have to go back some kind of to achieve our normality and all, like, and it's good for young people as well, like. You know, they can be insulated. We can be insulated for the rest of our lives. Like, we have to, this is our human beings, isn't it? To be around others and help us, you know, and help others.
Yeah. Well, we still have it in our heads that we have to still be careful, you know, but,
Definitely, but we won't forget that, and we will still... have that in our heads.
Yeah.
There was something that destroyed our normality.
It's, you can see, like, it's at the stage for me, it's like there's a, I could see the light in the tunnel now, you know. But before, like, oh, jeez, how long does this? And then they were saying about many and many deaths and deaths. Oh, Jesus, it's the end of the world, like, you know what I mean?
So there is a hope.
Yeah.
There's no new hope.
A new future.
Yeah, when everyone gets the vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll see the end of this thing, and hopefully we would have learned something from it, you know, because I mean, as dramatic as this thing was, I'm sure that there are things to be learned as individuals and and society. So,
well, mistakes were made.
Yeah.
And Where the, particularly where the source, why did they hide the information for such a long time? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This will have to be looked at and so it never happens again. Like,
mm.
like a, the word pandemic should be scrubbed out of our memory for eternity. Like we know when someone says there's a problem,
mm.
it's shut down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah. From this perspective, definitely. You know, and even as like at a personal level, you know, like you know, maybe became more aware of how important friends or family or love is or.
Mm.
What do you think about, you know, the good things that we could possibly learn from some of a tragedy such as this one?
Yeah.
Let's not let it happen again.
Yeah, but sometimes it makes me think that, you know, this thing is over. It makes me scared thinking for future that what if there's another thing
and
gonna right. happen
that's
again.
Why we have to protect ourselves as
it's
well
just
especially
crazy
when you go
and I don't know how we're going to handle it like again
when
like
you go for
the,
holidays,
the economy is so down
mm-hmm.
like
when you go for holidays you need to have some vaccinations that are for this country you know because like people are traveling a lot and they're bringing the viruses
mm.
different kind of viruses to
yeah,
our country
yeah sure
and this is how is that happen as well like you know you have to be aware going for holidays, that's not only, well, with some cream I will take with me, it's
mm.
also which vaccinations should I have
yeah.
to protect myself, my family, and my country,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And Finnborg, you know, early, obviously, and it's very important, and we do it for, you know, if you go to certain countries, you know, we do it, like we take
mm-hmm.
our travel vaccines and so on and so forth, and speaking about, you know, what we could learn, you know, Fimba, you were saying something that you've kind of grown to appreciate your real friends. And maybe your Facebook list kind of got a little bit of a spring cleaning as well.
True. And then
I
gained a few others. It was quite interesting. You found out who what I call your true friends are. You know, the way you have your friends and they're around you when we were normal. And you were always interacting, and then suddenly you've really found out who your real, real friends are, and then you find out other things that other people like you that didn't think you liked you, you know, who are still contacting you through the back door,
mm-hmm.
as you want
to
say.
Doesn't cost anything to ask, how are you today, or sending messages,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? That's the simple things, like, makes you feel better and, you know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
A little connection.
Yeah.
To say hello.
Yeah.
Will really brighten up the day of somebody you never know who's
yeah.
struggling.
Well, just ask, do you need anything? Like, it doesn't cost anything, isn't it?
Mm.
Just to see. There is many people that they don't have anybody, you know, even to talk to.
Mm.
So a little message can change everything, you know?
But it was like funny that how, as you just said there, how a simple smile can brighten somebody's day.
Mm.
Mm.
And I suppose solidarity, I saw a lot of solidarity,
mm-hmm.
you know, people, you know, that's maybe not under normal circumstances, you know, come together and just, you know, just pull through, you know, I saw a lot of that, you know, even in Wexford, even neighbors, you know, they're kind of stopping and chatting and, you know, I saw a lot of, you know, solidarity
mm-hmm.
as well, so.
Empathy as well, I think people have.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, empathy would be another big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Mm.
And maybe because we had the time to actually, you know, just observe other people's reality,
mm-hmm.
you know, made us realize that these things are important, you know.
Mm.
Good. Any other thoughts, words?
No, I don't know.
I think that's good.
Yeah.